it's time to talk about work, and the new statistic says that there's now 6 unemployed Americans for every available job. That doesn't sound like a lot, but actually when you average that out, that's a lot of people applying for every open position, hundreds of applications for single spots, and there's some strange questions appearing on some of these applications. Many people are noticing them because they're filling out more applications, probably, than they normally would. Joining us to explain is our work contributor, Beth Kobliner, and also with us is Connie Thanasoulis-Seracchio. She's Vault.com's career expert and the former staffing head for Citigroup and Merrill Lynch. So, Beth, first off, I want to play this comment from Human Resources Director of Zappos. That's the online shoe retailer. This is Rebecca Ratner.
Zappos asks employees a number of different questions that may be considered a little weird or strange. How weird you are, how lucky you are, or even what kind of theme music might play in a room when you walked in.
What theme music might play in a room when you walked in, Beth?
I think yours is Wild Thing, Celeste. I've been pondering this for a while.
I pick for my own theme music Destiny's Child, I'm a Survivor.
There you go.
But this is a good question for our listeners. I want to throw this question out to all of our listeners out there. If you had theme music that played when you walk into a room, give us a call at 8778-MYTAKE and tell us what your theme music would be. But Beth, back to Zappos.com. How is that? Why are people asking that question on job applications?
Well, I guess one reason is that it is certainly intriguing to hear what people are going to say, but more and more companies are doing this, and it's not sort of the randy, quirky interviewer. It's companies, corporations, actually putting in place these companies as a way to suss out this huge volume of people who want to be employees. It started in the 90s with Microsoft. They asked those sort of brain teaser questions like, why is a manhole cover round? How would you build an alarm clock for deaf people? How would you explain to use Microsoft to your grandmother? Those kind of questions. And now Target asks questions like, how much do you daydream? One person wrote in from a website called Glassdoor.com, where people write in all these kind of questions that they've asked. And she said, Best Buy asked if you were both a taxi and a limo were priced at the exact same, which one would you choose? So there are all these kind of interesting questions. If you were an item in a supermarket, what would you be? They're trying to figure out how the respondent, how the applicant would either handle the pressure or sort of respond in a way that might suit the culture of the company.
Okay, so Connie Thanasoulis-Seracchio, you are with Vault.com, you're their career expert, but you also were the former staffing head for Citigroup and Merrill Lynch. What are companies trying to find out with these questions?
Well, you know, there are a lot of very good qualified candidates out there, and we really have to cut through the quick to make sure we have the right person, the person who fits the corporation the best. And a lot of times, if the corporation is fast, dynamic, entrepreneurial, we might ask, you know, what kind of a car would you be? Well, a Lamborghini would be a great answer. You might want to talk about how bright the red is on a Lamborghini, and, you know, because we don't want to hire a minivan type of person. So it really has to do with the culture of the organization, and it also has to do with the creative nature of the candidate. We want someone who's not only really good at the basic skills of a job, we want someone who is extraordinary in their thought processes, in how they think about themselves. We want someone who's confident enough to talk about what kind of a tree would they be. You know, I'd be an oak tree. I want to be as tall and strong. I want to reach towards the sky higher than any other tree. You know, I want to outperform anyone else at this company.
You know, Beth, but yeah, I have to ask you, how do you answer these questions right? I mean, can you be completely honest? Because I don't think you can.
No, I mean, you can't. And also, I sort of question what kind of methodological study has been done that shows that somebody says a Lamborghini is better than a minivan. You know, like what really will prove that? But I do think that if a question is completely bizarre, the advice is you have to just go with it. No matter what the interviewer is asking you, they're asking you for a reason. So try to answer with a straight face. They want to see if you're going to get frazzled, so don't get angry. They want to see if you could think on your feet, keep cool, just do your best. You know, 40% of interviewers spend less than 30 minutes asking people questions for a job, so you're not going to have a lot of time to prove yourself. So if you're thrown one of these questions, you want to make sure to make a good impression and just keep it cool, take it seriously. And you should know that there's no right or wrong. in generally speaking. You know, one person said if it's a high-pressured company, say you're a tiger. If it's a low-pressured company, say you're a squirrel. I don't know. You know, but no matter what it is, you want to come up with something that sounds fairly reasonable and keep the interview moving.
Okay, so Connie, let me ask this question to you. You heard what Beth just said. I would never pick a Lamborghini because I have all kinds of negative associations with middle-aged men that drive sports cars. Not in, you know, just because we've had all this news about, you know, midlife crises. That's what I associate a Lamborghini with. So how can you tell from these answers?
Well, you know, you have to, you must practice. You have to practice interview questions that are traditional and non-traditional so that you're comfortable with what comes out and it makes sense. So when you practice the traditional questions, you're going to feel more confident should an untraditional question come your way. So you have to be, there is no right or wrong answer, as Beth said, but you have to show enthusiasm. You have to show that you're having fun with yourself. There is no right or wrong answer, okay. But you're going to do the best you can do because that's what an interview is all about. Okay. When someone interviews, they're in the lead, you have to follow.
All right, so that's Connie Thanasula-Seracchio. She's a career expert with Vault.com, also our Takeaway Work contributor, Beth Koebleiner. This is my theme song. I'm
there
a survivor. We're asking our listeners to let us know what their theme music is. If you're going to walk in a room, what music would be playing? Let us know at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can post it to our website, thetakeaway.org.
Celeste, I always thought yours would have been Panic in Detroit. You know, I always fall back on David
Bowie
in these
situations.
Oh, no,
I'm not panicked in Detroit. I'm happy in Detroit. Oh. I'm Celeste Headley.
I'm Todd Zwillick. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.